This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community. From Los Angeles, California to Joy 94.9, this is LA Spins, the weekly entertainment show on everything that's hot in LA and Hollywood. Now, here's your host, Peter Reynolds.
Hey, spinners. The two weekends of the Coachella Music Festival, 2 hours east of LA, wrapped up with consumers spending a whopping $600 million at the festival and the surrounding area businesses. People there who rent their houses during the period typically can charge anywhere between $2,000 and $3,000 per weekend. So the festival remains incredibly lucrative for everyone. Film studio Warner Brothers is concerned. Superhero franchise movie Batman vs. Superman: The Dawn of Justice slumped at the Chinese box office as it entered its second week of release. It slipped from first place to fourth in the box office rankings. How big was the drop in business? A drop of 85% compared with the previous week. The film that blew away the competition in China was My Beloved Bodyguard, a martial arts action drama directed by and starring Sammo Hung of Martial Law and co-starring Andy Lau. Prince allegedly left no will, according to documents filed Tuesday by his sister, Tyka Nelson, in probate court for Carver County, Minnesota, where the beloved pop icon died suddenly last week at his Paisley Park compound. Prince's estate has been widely reported to be valued at more than $300 million. Nelson said her brother left no surviving spouse, no children, and no parents. Besides Nelson, his full sister, he is survived by half-brothers and half-sisters, whom Nelson names in her petition as interested parties to the Prince estate. Well, we expect a messy fight, and we're shocked that Prince didn't have a will. If that's true, we'll keep you posted. Led Zeppelin's Stairway to Heaven trial is set to begin here on May 10th. The family of Randy California, who wrote the song recorded by Spirit entitled Taurus, claims that Page stole the guitar riffs for the band's classic Stairway to Heaven. Those who have listened to Spirit's Taurus and hear similarity to the opening guitar riff in Stairway to Heaven might expect Led Zeppelin to be in trouble at a copyright trial. However, don't bet against Led Zeppelin just yet. On Monday, the defendant scored some key victories that will severely limit the testimony and evidence heard by a jury. And Jimmy Page has simply tremendous amounts of money to pay legal fees, and the family of Randy California, not even close. These days, the best way for a singer or band to make money is performing live on the road. And there's also something called the Fan Experience Package. For an extra sum of money, a fan can gain closer access to their favorite stars, or so they hope. For the Guns N' Roses Not In This Lifetime tour, fans who spend $1,750 can stand in the mosh pit in front of the stage, get a backstage tour and the chance to ask questions of the backstage crew, access to the Paradise City backstage lounge, and an onstage photo before the show. But no meeting the band. Oh no, that isn't included. The new CEO of Viacom-owned MTV declared this week that he wants to, quote, put the M back in MTV here in the U.S. Well, that's because they have to. Their advertising revenue has dropped 20% between 2014 and 2015. LA Spins has learned that MTV will announce 14 new series that will focus on music and youth culture. And guess what? MTV is bringing back its legendary series, MTV Unplugged, the series that featured such classic acts as Nirvana and the Eagles. We want our MTV back. Speaking of Viacom, the former chief digital officer of the Epix channel was arrested Tuesday at his home in Manhattan on charges that he stole more than $8 million from the premium cable channel owned by Viacom, MGM, and Lionsgate. Emil Rensing has been charged with wire fraud and identity theft. He's accused of executing an elaborate scheme to bilk Epix out of millions by setting up phantom vendor companies to provide services related to digital media that were never performed. Mr. Rensing has lawyered up. Congrats to James Corden's The Late Late Show. Its carpool karaoke segment has topped 1 billion views on YouTube. The Late Night Show's YouTube channel also claims the top 2 late night clips thanks to his carpool karaoke with Adele, 98 million views, and Justin Bieber, 73 million views. The segment will be turned into a regular series on CBS later this year and will be sold worldwide to different broadcast channels. This spring, the Brooks Atkinson Theater in New York is home to the smell of apple pie. In an unusual step, the producers of the new musical Waitress, which opened this week, have been filling the theater with the scent of baking, adding a kitchen extension to the show's set, which replicates a small-town diner specializing in fresh pies. The show's title character dreams of using her pie-making talents to finance an escape from her abusive marriage. The score, by Sarah Bareilles, features a song that has a refrain of ingredients: sugar, butter, flour. So we expect theatergoers to rush out for pie as soon as the show is over. Local coffee shops and delis must be ecstatic. Speaking of food, celebrity chef Gordon Ramsay has partnered with All3 Media to launch Studio Ramsay, a new entity that will develop and produce unscripted and scripted programs. Studio Ramsay will focus on projects with food-related themes as well as developing new talent around the world. In the U.S., he's had a long run with Fox as the host of Hell's Kitchen, Kitchen Nightmares, and most recently, MasterChef and MasterChef Junior. Dang, now we're really getting hungry.
The Trash Bin.
Kim Kardashian might not be the only member of her family to have a sex tape. Momager Kris Jenner and her late ex, O.J. Simpson attorney Robert Kardashian, fooled around in front of the cameras too, and their private little film may be going public. Robert Kardashian, whose hobby was photography, used to film some of his extramarital affairs on a video camera. So some of those films still exist and are currently being shopped around for megabucks. Kim Kardashian's sex tape with rapper Ray J was leaked in 2007, just 1 month before Keeping Up with the Kardashians premiered on U.S. television.
The news wrap-up.
Apple's revenue declined below muted market expectations, selling 10 million fewer iPhones, and its stock sunk. Hundreds of account credentials, including emails and passwords from the Spotify streaming service, have been leaked online. DreamWorks Animation stock surged nearly 18% on Comcast acquisition reports. Chinese Twitter users have expressed concerns over the company's appointment of Cathy Chen, the first managing director for China. Chen used to work for the Chinese military.
And now, this week's number ones.
The number one movie.
The Jungle Book is the king of the box office for the third straight week.
The number one album.
Beyonce debuts big on the album charts with Lemonade.
The number one app.
Minecraft Pocket Edition settles into the top again.
The number one fiction book.
The Last Mile by David Balducci is the most popular book in the USA.
Born in Calgary, Alberta, Canada, openly gay identical twins Tegan and Sarah have been making music for 20 years now. They just put the raps on their 8th studio album, Love You to Death, and we love it. The pair have announced a North American tour in support of the new album, and it kicks off this week here in LA. It will continue through November 16th in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Here's Tegan and Sarah with the first single off the album due June 3rd and the song of the week, Boyfriend.
Tell you that I love you, that I can't hold back. The feeling that you give me, wanna give it right back. I know you always win at this particular game. I need to know the rules if you want me to play.
From their new album, Love You to Death, that was Tegan and Sarah with the song of the week, Boyfriend. Visit us on Facebook at facebook.com/LASpins. You know, with a Z. And that's what's happening this week in L.A. and Hollywood. For L.A. Spins, I'm Peter Reynolds. So long from the City of Angels.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.